This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to believe more in the unseen. When you trust more in the unseen, you take your faith to new heights. When you petition God over and over, yet He remains silent, and you still choose to keep trusting Him, that is trusting more in the unseen. When you can rejoice over an unanswered prayer, that is trusting more in the unseen. When I turn to the scriptures, I see that Jeremiah took this same approach. Jeremiah knew that the Israelites would be exiled to Babylon, but after a 70-year period, God would restore their lives and fulfill His promises to them. To show the Israelites just how much he believed in God's word, Jeremiah purchased a piece of land that he knew would fall into the hands of the Babylonians. He wanted his actions to demonstrate just how firmly he believed in trusting the unseen. And for me, there was a time when I would be waiting on one of God's promises to materialize. And in one moment, I cling to God's unforeseen promises. And in the next, I cling to what I could physically see. Jeremiah didn't get caught up between putting his stakes in the spiritual world and then switching back to the natural. He transcended any confusion and fixed himself to God's promises. Are you going back and forth today? If so, remember these words. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Boost of Blessings and subscribe to the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, think unseen.